Since leaving Massachusetts, Sally has worked as an assistant to the vice principal at the high school. In all this time, she has had fewer than a dozen dates, and those attempts at romance were set up by neighbors, fix-ups that went nowhere but back to her own front door long before she was expected home. Sally now finds that she's often tired and cranky, and although she's still terrific-looking, she's not getting any younger. Lately, she's been so tense that the muscles in her neck feel like strands of wire that someone has been twisting. When her neck starts to go, when she wakes up from a deep sleep in a panic, and she gets so lonely the ancient janitor at the high school starts to look good, Sally reminds herself of how hard she has worked to make a good life for her girls. Antonia is so popular that for 3 years running, she's been chosen to play the lead in the school play. Kylie, though she seems to have no close friends other than Gideon Barnes, is the Nassau County spelling champion and the president of the chess club. Sally's girls have always had birthday parties and ballet lessons. She's made absolutely certain that they never miss their dentist appointments and that they're at school on time every weekday morning. They're expected to do their homework before they watch TV and are not allowed to stay up past midnight or idly hang out on the turnpike or at the mall. Sally's children are rooted here. They're treated like anyone else, just normal kids like any others on the block. This is why Sally left Massachusetts and the aunts in the first place. It's why she refuses to think about what might be missing from her life. Never look back, that's what she's told herself. Don't think about swans or being alone in the dark. Don't think of storms or lightning and thunder or the true love you won't ever have. Life is brushing your teeth and making breakfast for your children and not thinking about things. And as it turns out, Sally's first rate at all of this. She gets things done and done on time. Still, she often dreams of the aunt's garden. In the farthest corner, there was lemon verbena, lemon thyme, and lemon balm. When Sally sat there cross-legged and closed her eyes, the citrus scent was so rich she sometimes got dizzy. Everything in the garden had a purpose, even the lush peonies, which protect against bad weather and motion sickness, and have been known to ward off evil. Sally isn't sure she can still name all the varieties of the herbs that grew there, although she thinks she could recognize coltsfoot and comfrey by sight, lavender and rosemary by their distinctive scents.